Nolte, Internal Staff Revolt Forces Publisher to Blacklist Blue Lives Matter Site. By John Nolte on June 9, 2020. The Blue Lives Matter website has been shuttered and blacklisted by publisher, Maven Media. What had been a pro-police website that focused on the everyday heroism and kindness we see from police officers, as well as the dangers they face, shootings, assaults, various forms of abuse, what had been a site supportive of police officers and their families, is now blacklisted by the publisher. First, a little perspective on what's happening. What we're really living through boils down to a left-wing moral panic. Everyone terrorized and fearful of being on the wrong side of the issue. Tyranny, cowardice, the preening desire to be a victim and people selling their souls. Kneeling, mewling apologies for racism they didn't commit. All to be part of the trendy trend, all done to fill the black hole of empty souls owned by those willing to latch onto anything that requires no effort or risk, to feel morally superior. These are the motives that reign and destroy during a moral panic. This is the left's version of McCarthyism and the McMartin preschool scandal of the 80s. And like those scandals, the damage will be very real. Lost jobs, lost cities, civil liberties violated. Appalling behavior towards others excused and even made virtuous in the name of the golden calf of morality, decency, and virtue. Sadly, when you're part of a mob, anything goes. Just so long as you don't challenge the wisdom of the mob. In the end this will pass. These things always do. So the question is, who will wake up when it's over and have to live with the shame of knowing they violated themselves? That's a tough thing to live with. Speaking of violating yourself. On Monday, the Blue Lives Matter site was officially memory-holed, disappeared, and wiped off the face of the earth, all thanks to an internal mob uprising by Maven Media's own employees. In its place now is a simpering letter of apology that reads in part, "We are taking a temporary step back on the website and are making new plans and tactics to move forward and fulfill our original vision and mission. Our plan is to return on a separate platform, but with a new name, new controls on community moderation and a new focus on guardrails to allow for free but civil speech." Maven, which also publishes Sports Illustrated, and another magazine that will soon be doomed as problematic, Maxim, caved to an internal revolt, per the New York Post. The call to pull the plug on Defense Maven, a website also known as Blue Lives Matter, came during a staff meeting Friday where Maven Media Brands announced an across-the-board 15% salary cut to counter the deep losses in advertising revenue triggered by the coronavirus, the Daily Beast reported, citing sources at the meeting. The workers pointed to the nationwide George Floyd protests as the reason behind their demand, Daily Beast reported. In a chat that took place simultaneously, the Daily Beast said, workers used the words embarrassing, a disgrace and horrible to describe the Blue Lives Matter website and criticized lax editorial restrictions that they said allow readers to make racist comments with no monitoring and no fact-checking. Except, there were no examples of racist comments offered. One Maven Media staffer complained about a comment that advocated for putting snipers and armed drones in place to target and shoot looters to set an example for the world to see. Another staffer threw out the general complaint that the comment sections are full of people calling for the extermination of people like me. Still another said, I don't care whether or not they make us money. It's morally wrong to continue platforming a site that advocates for the fascistic oppression of all Americans but especially black people, other POCs, LGBTQ, and the disabled. Don't forget the one-eyed, transgender Eskimo woman with wooden legs. At first, James Heckman, Maven Media's CEO and founder, stood firm for free speech, the diversity of ideas and thought, for open dialogue and different perspectives. Then he caved like an un-American punk, took a knee in submission to the cancer of bullies and tyrants he allowed to infest his own company. Yes, he blacklisted his own site. Last week, thanks to a similar internal revolt of fascist wokesters, the New York Times fired its own editorial page editor and announced the blacklisting of opinion, the blacklisting of whatever its far-left staffer consider wrongthink. Last week, the Philadelphia Inquirer fired its own longtime executive editor for a post-riot headline that read Buildings Matter Too. This week, the far-left Los Angeles Times published an editorial calling for Gone with the Wind and all content like it to be blacklisted by those who own the offending content. This week, various streaming services removed a classic British TV show. The era of the blacklist is back in full force, and just as it was during the McCarthy era, so too is it now. The fascists are bullying people, corporations, and organizations to do their own blacklisting, to blacklist themselves. Just as movie and TV studios blacklisted their own ideas, content, and people in the 1950s, that is exactly how the far left are successfully blacklisting now. By terrorizing corporations to eliminate offending ideas and content, and to punish people guilty of wrongthink. This purity purge has only just begun. This piece has been updated to reflect Maven Media's role as publisher. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.